Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. Thanks again to Mark Schlereth for hanging out. As always, great stuff from him. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Full phone lines. Love that. Thank you. We'll start with Jacob in Johns Creek. Hey, Jacob.
Shoot up, Jacob!
Hey, this question is for Abe. Abe, I know you have an affinity for watching all different kinds of sporting events, especially during the Olympics. I wanted to ask, do you ever find yourself tuning in for adult professional cheerleading competitions? And if so, are they better seen in person?
What a phenomenal question, Jacob. Thank you.
You want the real answer?
Of course.
I am not a fan of sporting events that have subjective scoring systems.
Hey, let's just go to hell, home. Let's just go. I almost cut.
What an awesome
answer. Just go home, man. Let's just go home.
I couldn't have.
I am not a.
Look, I'm just trying to keep it 100.
Of course. You said honest, and you gave honest.
Perfect scoring.
You know what? Sometimes, dude. That's what. No, don't. No, Randy. She said, be nice. Like, my wife kissed me this morning and said, Randy, baby, just be nice.
Was she worried you might not be?
I think she sensed it.
Is it a general nice, or like she sensed to Abe?
She knew what I was.
But
my thing is,
I don't know, Andy, but she really did. She was like,
No, that's fine.
She knew this was going to happen.
She's smart.
I love this woman so much, and I don't know what kind of vibes I was getting off this morning.
Yeah, they have intuition,
said,
man.
She gave me a kiss. She said, hey, baby, have a great day. Be nice to Abe. I promise you she said that. I promise you she said that.
Has she ever had to ask you to be nice to me?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Bo, nope.
Did she see maybe the Bill Belichick story somehow? I don't know, dog.
But far as I swear to you, she told me that. She kissed me, hugged me, and said, have a great day, baby.
Is there any chance that that was someone she works with?
I don't know,
Jacob,
dog.
And she put him up to that?
I don't know.
Did she know that was going to
happen? I don't know.
Here's what I'll say, though.
She was testing Randy.
Here's what I'll say about Abe's answer.
I don't know.
I wouldn't want Abe to answer any other way because only Abe could answer like that. You know what I mean? Like, the whole point of this thing is to be ourselves.
I know. And he's, I'm not mad at the answer.
He's himself.
Because Abe was going to say that. All I'm saying is, say something. Say yeah. It's women bouncing and doing the splits. Say yeah. No,
there's men too.
Don't say. Again,
I think there was men on the team.
What did I just say? I said there's ladies doing splits and stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't say yeah.
Subjective
freaking score. I know that's Abe.
But so like,
I know that's Abe.
Like figure skating?
Yeah. Figure skating. Yeah.
I do agree though. It's nice to have a scoreboard.
Yeah. Like, and gymnastics is a little bit better, but I also think that the scoring systems are scuffed with like the starting degree of difficulty and what you're
right,
you get deductions for, and at least some of the events you have to perform the same moves as everyone with a couple of free-form moves.
It would be funny if a football game had a panel of judges and not a scoreboard. All right, Mo is in Columbus.
I do like fighting, though.
True.
Yeah, I am sitting here laughing because I know Randy's face right now.
You don't know nothing, Mo.
He's red.
You don't know nothing, Mo.
That's not red, I'll tell you that.
The scoring on cheerleading, Abe? Really, bro?
It's a great answer.
Okay, so I got a question for y'all about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So a couple of Thanksgivings ago, man, we had Thanksgiving. New family member came in. And I'm sorry, Bo, that I'm going to say this. So they were tasked with bringing the dressing, and they decided they were going to bring a Creole dressing. So the dressing had crawfish in it. Ooh. And when I tell you, the way my family set up, Randy, you know the way your family set up. If it ain't right, they're going to get talked about. And everybody looked at it like, okay, what is this? So have you ever had, like, one of those Thanksgivings where somebody brought something and was like, nah, this ain't traditional?
Thank you, Mo.
I was going to tell you this.
Thank you, Mo.
I had a teammate whose wife was from Louisiana, and we played Thanksgiving. We had, like, back-to-back weeks out in the West Coast, so we had Thanksgiving in San Fran, and so her family moved out there. And so we went over to her family house and everything and had Thanksgiving dinner. And they had Creole dressing, best thing I ever ate, dude.
Because that's my thought.
Dude, it was freaking amazing.
Probably didn't have crawfish tails in it, though.
I don't know what it had, it was a Creole dressing.
The Creole people that I've known.
Dude, it was freaking
are the best cooks I've known.
Freaking unbelievable.
Yeah. I will say, if you're going to an event, like if you're going to a Thanksgiving or something like that, and you're bringing something that is kind of off the board.
Don't do it.
It better be good.
Yeah.
It better be really, yeah. really
like,
good.
I always say the one thing, because my first year in St. Louis, I invited all the guys over to the house. Mama came out, cooked and everything. Me and Mama cooked and everything. And one of my teammates, his wife brought that turducken thing.
Uh-huh.
And didn't none of us know what the hell it was.
Sure.
And so,
that's a wild move.
And nobody ate it. It was the only thing that didn't get touched.
And
so,
just for people that don't know, a turducken is a turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken.
All that crap.
And I think that's what it is.
And so mama was like, all right, Randy, just we got to send it back home with them. And I was like, Mom, I don't want nobody to think that. So mama said, cut it in half.
There you go. Yeah.
Cut it in half and throw it away. And so that's what I did.
We ate half of it.
That's what I did. I cut it in half. Mama told me, cut it in half, and gave right back to him.
Speaking of great meals, Jack's at a new daycare now. Had his old one closed down.
Right.
Which,
yeah.
Not a great sign.
Right.
But whatever. They kept them alive. Both of them. They kept them both alive. But they're having like a kids Thanksgiving today.
Oh.
So everybody had to sign up to bring stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the sheet and I was like, all right, what's not on there? Like one mom's bringing macaroni and cheese. One mom was bringing fried chicken.
Hell yeah.
One mom was bringing something else. And I was like, well, we'll make some rolls. We'll bring some rolls so they have bread. That's easy. They're having an absolute feast at daycare today.
Dude, you just
they're just killing it.
I'm just going to tell you right now, and you're in that age, me and Bo are both.
Somebody was making mashed potatoes.
Me and Bo have been through it with our babies. You wait till you got to go to school for that Thanksgiving dinner, though. And that old-ass, beat-up-ass stovetop, whatever that crap is, and that dry-ass turkey that you got to have with your child. And I'm surprised little of them ain't had it yet.
Yeah,
well, y'all got to go to eat Thanksgiving dinner with your kids.
I don't know if they're going to be doing those things these days anymore. Olivia just got out of elementary school. I would go eat lunch with her as much as possible. Bro, the lunches they serve there, now that there's all these allergies and all kind of, it's so stripped down and just.
Oh, because I know we did, because I was here.
Sure. You go to an all-star breakfast and all they're serving is like crispy bacon, turkey sausage, no eggs, no and grits.
Oh, yeah, because people are allergic.
No eggs, anything.
Kids are allergic.
No eggs,
everything.
No nuts.
Yeah, last night, because I went to Samson. I had to go to Samson's. And the reason I went because we had just started working at 11, so that's how I remember because I was able to do that, and we were still at home.
Uh-huh.
And so, when I make that nasty, just.
So far, all they've had is donuts, which is pretty good, like for the breakfast.
Daddy's donuts?
Yeah, Daddy's donuts was great.
Awesome.
Coffee and donuts, no problem.
Freaking awesome.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll steer clear of this one. Rico is in Cartersville. Hey, Rico. Rico's gone. Keaton's in Douglasville. Hey, Keaton.
Yo.
Hi, Keaton.
So I got a question for y'all. I'm a big music guy. I love music. And I've actually been recently listening to a podcast hosted by Sean Stockman of Boyz II Men. It's called On That Note. Really great listen if y'all ever get a chance. Check it out.
Cool.
And he has a segment at the beginning of each of his podcasts where he says to his guests, I want to take y'all back, way back. And he asks his guests, you know, back when you were 8 to 10 years old, what's some of the music that was being played around your household that kind of shaped your music interests over the course of your life? I'll hang up and listen.
Great question.
Everything my mother played. Because it's not an exaggeration, and everybody knows Saturday morning, you know what time it is. That's probably why I don't sleep in or anything. My mama didn't allow sleeping in. My mama didn't have nothing for me to do. She just didn't want me to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, I was always up. But anything, Mom, I'm telling you, like,
I don't know. What time was it Saturday morning? I don't know.
8 o'clock.
Oh, I know, but what were you saying?
Like, the music. When it's time to clean up and everything.
Got it.
My favorite time was when Mama's getting ready to go out with the girls, and she would play that Johnny Kemp, Just Got Paid. Friday night.
That was great. That sounds exactly like what you listen to still.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. It's shaking me. Mama used to say, take your time. There's nothing better being a little kid and your mama and her friends over there playing spades, drinking fuzzy navels, and you know what I mean? The time of your life.
I do, but I don't.
Yes.
It was a lot of different stuff. It was like a wide variety of music in my upbringing at that time. Because like my dad listened to the stuff that he always listened to and still listens to.
Right.
He's listened to a lot of like Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Allman Brothers and stuff that I really like. And I still listen to Allman Brothers all the time. Then my stepdad at the time was listening to like R. Kelly. like whatever was kind of popular, because we're talking like early 90s. Like, funny that Boys to Men was the start of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I listened to when I was 10.
Yeah, man.
I had the Boys to Men 2 tape.
Yep.
I wore that thing out.
Keith Sweat.
I was sure I was the fifth member of Boys to Men.
Hell yeah. All of it.
And then my mom listened to all kinds of different stuff. Like, you never knew. The album that she listened to a lot that I still really like is that Tracy Chapman album.
Love Tracy.
That has Fast Car on it. Great album. So, yeah, all kinds of different stuff. Stuff that I still listen to. Greg is in Noonan. Hey, Greg.
Hello.
Hey, Greg.
Hello. Want to ask Randy this. When I know you played football like in your early years in Fort Valley. How did you deal with the heat in the 2-a-day and especially them stupid Georgia Nets?
You know it, brother.
Absolutely would wear you out.
You know it, brother. You know it. How did I deal with it? I'm as mentally tough as anybody. I am. I would never let heat hurt or break me. That's why I always laugh when these dudes be passing out. Like, what the hell are you passing out for? We did, Andy, we did 2-a-days if you ever been to Peach County High School, it's in the middle of no freaking where, and there's no shade for miles. It's just you, grass, and the sun. And you know what you did? Your ass fought through it. Nowadays, we didn't have no, you. Don't get me started.
We started the
don't
show.
Don't get me started.
On sports
don't get
science.
Me started.
Let's not end it on
no,
sports.
No, don't get
science.
Me started. Don't get me started.
It was like a weird tangent first segment.
Yeah, don't get me started.
I was like, oh, we lost Randy.
Yeah, don't get me started with that, man. Don't get me started with that.
Also, do
don't
wonder, though, too, like, that you grew up in it.
I
it was hot as hell. You knew it was hot.
Georgia ain't got no cooler.
Right.
Okay? It's always hot. It's always hot. Right. What it was I was mentally tough.
Sure.
Because I was used to it. I wasn't sitting my ass in air conditioning all day on the phone.
This is good.
Damn.
We sound so much older than we are sometimes.
Damn soft asses.
We're all in our 40s.
Don't even know how to damn cook.
We're all young. Chase is in North Carolina. Final call. Hey, Chase.
Hey, guys. From Georgia, traveling for work. So bear with me. Been trying to get in the show all week. So I think the midday show is the only place I can speak clearly. So on Sunday, so I'll tell you, since the Carolina game, I've pretty much just been working on my golf game and not spending 3.5 hours in front of the TV watching what I know is inevitably going to happen. So I've just been living up watching or listening on my phone on the Odyssey app. And I have shaved 6 strokes off my game. shout out to the Falcons. And so my wife doesn't really watch football. Hang in there with me. I know we got to talk fast, yep. But I do have a question.
Yep.
So my wife on Sunday after the Falcons game, you know, she was saying, you know, she's positive. She can take or leave football. She was like, you know, the Falcons are just, you know, they're just lovable losers. I said, no, sweetheart, they're just losers. You know, the Falcons are kind of like, I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. You know, it's almost like when we let them help, air quotes, cut vegetables. They've got a plastic knife. They can't help themselves. That's right. Like the Falcons. They really just can't get out of their own way. Yep. So, anyway, just wanted to beat up on the Falcons because they earned it. My question is do you think, and how many, if the answer is yes, more national championships Kirby Smart will win at the University of Georgia?
Thank you, Chase.
Appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate it, Chase. And congratulations on the golf game.
Yeah, sounds a smart idea. Listen on your phone and work on your swing.
They're going to run a few more.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going
to. I don't how many more, but yeah. Kirby, how old's Kirby?
He's about to be 50.
Okay.
He's about to be 50.
So let's just assume he's got the stamina for 20 more years,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
He'll probably win. In the first decade, he won 2.
Yeah.
So say he'll win 4 more.
It
wouldn't surprise
me. Someone error.
Like, I think they might win the national championship this year.
Yeah, I mean.
As much better as they are right now than they were 2 months ago. He's the best coach in the country.
No doubt about it.
Like, I know that Ohio State's really good, really talented. I'm not trying to, like, guarantee it or anything, but, like, they've improved the most, and they already were good.
Yep.
Like, so.
I think it'll be a few more.
Wouldn't surprise me if they do it this year. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I didn't know that Scat and Bo were bros.
Scat. Ubbo. Maybe that's why.
That's why I said Scat. Imbo.
Sounds.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I didn't get a chance to go in it. I mean, I just helped my wife sit up and I left.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was there.
But it sounds like a good time.
Yes.
The Falcons are like a toddler cutting vegetables, which that's just fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I heard it on the radio, so it must be true. Randy's bushes have saved him hundreds of times when he's hanging his Christmas lights.
As long as that check clear.
Ackerman, baby.
The Ackerman, baby.
Get a Yeti cooler out of it. Come on.
Whoa, a Yeti cooler.
Today, new Virginia Tech head coach James Franklin looked more Andy than Randy.
Damn sure it is.
He did. A little pale. Maybe he's sick. I don't know. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.